All right, lots to get to here. If you want to keep talking about the news, the breaking news this morning that Dusty May is leaving Michigan to take the Dallas Mavericks job, a source telling me that Dusty cited that he is fed up with the state of college athletics, which is interesting because, to be quite frank, nobody adapted probably better than Dusty May. But, you know, whatever challenges he's talking about, it makes you wonder if there's something else that was bothering him. 248-539-9797. That we haven't heard of yet. You know, is there guys on his current roster? I don't know. I don't even want to speculate. It's probably not fair, but it's interesting. And as I said at the beginning of this, it's probably what, well, I'm going to wait to get more reporting on this to find out and see what I can find out on my own regarding what is at the core of this. And how did it go down with the new contract that was agreed to verbally? That Ward Manuel said publicly, we got agreement verbally, just got to get it signed here. And why didn't it get signed? Was there a problem with the contract? Is there culpability here? Or was it just a case of he didn't sign it, left the door open, and eventually left Michigan? 248-539-9797. Plus your reaction to any of the Larkin stuff, which is percolating. And you feel like Thursday is a bit of a deadline because that's when the NHL draft is. And if there's any draft capital involved, well, let's face it, the deal has to go down before the draft to make that draft capital matter, right?
Yes. Particularly if you're getting a first round pick that you don't have.
248-539-9797. Tim in Kalamazoo. Hello, Tim.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, just, you know, thinking about this whole Larkin thing. You know, I know it'd be a tough sell, but I just feel like Steve's only path is take a step back to take two steps forward. I'm okay with trading away Larkin. You know, you talk to DeBrincat. If you trade away DeBrincat too, you could just get a massive haul of young prospects, draft picks. You could just have an absolute war chest. You graduate three or four guys from Grand Rapids. You bring them up next year. That way, you know what you have in these guys. And basically, next year's going to be a wash either way. So you evaluate what you have. You have this war chest, and you go from there. I feel like that's most likely what's going to happen, but I would be okay with that, I guess. I don't want to wait any longer to win, but that seems like
Tim,
that's
the would. You would be if that hadn't happened.
Tim, the one thing you're bringing up, and I think there's merit to it, the best offer is most likely going to be one that we don't see an immediate dividend. Because, I mean, we all know how this works. You don't trade for a Dylan Larkin and then not try and win with Dylan Larkin. So you don't want to undermine your own roster by giving Detroit NHL caliber players that Detroit would covet. So it's going to be almost assuredly more like this Brady Tkachuk deal. That's probably going to be the best offer he gets. And it might be good enough to take. And what I mean by that is, you know, three first-round picks, including two in this draft, that would have been appealing to me. I think you probably could have got more for Dylan because he's under contract for a longer period of time. But, you know, it makes you wonder, did Florida talk to Detroit about Larkin? And what were those conversations like? Because Florida then turned around and traded with Ottawa for Brady Tkachuk. So he gave up. The only thing that we had talked about coming from Florida was the number nine pick being part of a package of players, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and now Florida doesn't have the draft capital to go out and trade for Larkin. And so was Yzerman, did he have an asking price that was way higher than this that made him say, we'll move on to go to pay this? And I think this is a pretty high price to pay.
I think they want players. They want players in return. They don't want draft capital. They'll get draft capital, but if you're going to trade Dylan Larkin, you got to get something that is, you got to get a player that's going to join your team right away with high upside. That's why the Anton Lundell thing makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's been in the league for 5 years now. He's been stagnant. I mean, he's good. He's not great. I think his career high in goals is 18. He's done that twice. He's had 44 points twice his first season and then last year. But he's also a guy who's been, you know, is may not be playing with the best players out there just yet, but holding his own. There's a lot to like with him. if they can and get more players. But I don't know if Florida wants to keep dealing, because Florida also right now, they don't have a goaltender. So they're trying to retain Bobrovsky, but they're not sure they're going to be able to do that. There's rumors they're in on Hellebuck to try to trade for him. Florida's making moves happen because they see a window here. They want to win a Stanley Cup again. I also don't necessarily want to help Florida do that. I feel like if Florida acquired Dylan Larkin, then you'd be handing him a Stanley Cup. And I don't know if I'm still a little spiteful here. And I know that if you want to be a GM, you can't be spiteful. You got to be objective. But my spiteful self says, no way do I want to put Dylan Larkin on a team where he's playing with more of his buddies. I don't want to do that. I'm going to do what's best for the Detroit Red Wings. And that still remains to be seen.
Let's go to Dale in Sterling Heights. You're next. Hello, Dale.
Hi, guys. Great show as always. How are you today?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Hey, I was thinking somebody mentioned Robertson from Dallas. Well, we got a guy here that's got 40, 41 goals in DeBrincat, right? Are they going to pay him $14 million? I kind of caught in at the end of the conversation, but are we prepared to pay DeBrincat $14 million and to keep him around? Or would you, what's going on? And these guys in Grand Rapids, are they going to be working on a pension already by the time we bring them up to start playing for us and to see them in Detroit?
Well, DeBrincat's under contract for one more year. He's
2 years older.
He's older than Robertson.
And he's never come close to the numbers that Robert. I mean, he may have. The goal scoring is there, right? But the total point package is not. I mean, he had his best season as a pro. DeBrincat did this last year with 85 points. Robertson poured in 96. And Robertson has a 100-point season under his belt as well. I like Alex DeBrincat a lot.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is that we'd be talking about having to trade DeBrincat during the course of the year, because he'll be a free agent after next year.
I'm sorry.
I said they may have to talk about trading DeBrincat anyway, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for the phone call. As far as the guys in Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids is an interesting roster. It feels like there's some older players that are really good at minor league hockey.
Right.
And then there's some younger players that haven't quite done enough to get the call up yet.
Right. And guys that had their trajectory stunted a little bit because of injuries. Whether it's Carter Mazur, I think they had high hopes for him, and then he keeps getting hurt. Nate Danielson, real high hopes. I mean, that's a top five pick, I believe, or top 10 pick, I think, in the draft. But he's been banged up with injuries. And then you've got guys you haven't seen yet, like Carter Bear, Max Plant, that they have high hopes for.
Let's go to E in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, E.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I got a temper chump for you. My chump is Ward Manuel. I mean, here we go again. You hardball win the championship, and you don't give him a good contract, and you let him go. Dusty may get you a championship. You don't give him a contract, and you let him go. Ward Manuel need to go. The president and the powers that be need to get that AD out of here. We can't keep losing great coaches. And first off, go Blue. Second, my champ is Dusty May. You guys are championship. Now he's going to get the money in Dallas. And I wish him nothing but the best and nothing but success.
Well, I will tell you that I believe those situations were very different. And in the case of Jim Harbaugh definitely wanted to leave Michigan. Okay. And Dusty May... we'll wait to see how this story plays itself out. Source told me he's fed up with the state of college athletics, but you know, I'm not sure if I believe that. I mean, he could be, everybody kind of is, but the one thing about it is that guy adapted better than almost anybody to the new state of college athletics.
Well,
I think, and look, you can tell people stuff like that if you don't want to hurt their feelings or don't want to say it's all about the money.
We'll see what the money is. I suspect you're going to look at the contract that he signs with Dallas and you're going to say, well, it's a lot about the money. No. Just like Harbaugh was a lot about the money, too. I mean, Harbaugh signed a five-year, $80 million contract with the Chargers. That's $16 million a year. That's way more than he was getting at Michigan.
248-539-9797. Champ and Chump votes get him in. As reaction comes in to Dusty May taking the Mavericks job, the latest on the NHL with the Larkin stuff. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.